This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Approximately 40 million Americans have at least one tattoo. Sadly, perhaps I do not count myself among them, dear listeners, but novelist and Day to Day contributor Marcos McPeak Villatoro does.
I got my first tattoo at a store on a dark street just down from the dock in Hawaii. There was something tantalizingly illicit about the experience, and so, exhilarated and scared, I sought the moral support and company of a friend. Patrick is a sailor, and he knows a thing or two about tattoos, having more of them on his body than virgin skin. I told him, "I want Michelle's..." "Whoa," he said. "Bad karma, man. Never put your lover's name on your skin." "Patrick, Michelle and I have been married for 22 years. He looked away, as if a flock of albatrosses was hovering over my head, a sky full of monsoon clouds gathering above my left ear, and he didn't want to be near when it hit. "I could be on my deathbed," he said, "and I wouldn't put my wife's name on my body." "I wasn't thinking Michelle, anyway," I said. "Just my nickname for her. Mi vida." He thought about it for a second, then said, "Okay, that's cool." Half an hour later, lying on the inking table, one artist drove needles into a small stretch of Patrick's skin just above his ankles, carving a Celtic cross between a Pisces sign on one side and a tiger shark on the other. The artist's companion was busy chiseling into my shoulder the words, "Mi vida," Spanish for "my life." Patrick skimmed through a People magazine. I gripped onto the table's side as if to crush it. Never let anybody tell you tattooing doesn't hurt. It hurts like hell. I kept repeating an old Zen mantra, "Life is pain, pain's absence, death." And it helped, but not enough to stop me wincing. So now my pet name for Michelle is forever carved on my back. But mi vida also means, literally, my life, and only death will part me from existence or from her. Now, Patrick's words of warning may be his way of saying, hedge your bets. Sailors know all about life's troubled tides, the unseen storms, the capsizing divorce or blast of ill luck that can land you on the rocks. Life is pain. Pain's absence... well, when I got home, Michelle inspected my wound and said, "I like it. I'm glad you didn't put my name there. That would have been asking for trouble." "Mi vida." She smiled and said, "It's lovely," and she touched it so tenderly with her fingertips. The tears welled up in my eyes, and I couldn't say a word. Oh, sure, I was moved, but the main thing is, it hurt like hell.
Writer Marcos McPeak Villatoro, his crime novel, Home Killings, is just out in paperback.